It was no surprise that the history of the Highbloods had been lost in the midst of time. Although they'd been worshipped as gods in the ancient times, their powers had eventually caused an overwhelming fear and envy among the humans. They went from being revered to being hunted as if they were dangerous beasts. In an attempt to save their people, they'd gone into hiding. For centuries, they'd remained in the shadows, still using their powers, but keeping them secret from the world. Then, with a slow caution, they began to band together, creating communities where they could help to defend one another. Witches, necromancers, healers, psychics, clairvoyants, and a dozen other types of Highbloods all living together. The largest of the communities was Valhalla, a sprawling compound in the Midwest that was protected by a dome of impenetrable magic. It was also defended by sentinels, the monk-trained warriors who were defenders of the Highbloods. The sentinels were divided into two groups. Those warriors born with magic who were chosen to be the personal guards to the Highbloods. They were marked with tattoos that protected them from magic or any attempt to manipulate their minds. Then there were the hunters. Although they didn't have magic, they were faster, stronger, and far more lethal than a mere human. And without the distinctive tattoos of their brothers, they were able to move through the world without attracting attention. They were the enforcement for their people. They tracked down renegades and those Highbloods who were a danger to themselves or others. No one, no matter how powerful they might be, wanted to attract the attention of a hunter. There was no place you could hide.